dictionary.
I think by the government, being looked at by the universities and university press. I've got all sorts of people on there, shop assistants and... Was I telling you? Oh yes, Richard. I hadn't got the message from Keith. Oh, he said it's about this Sunday. Lisa Marie, that's his eldest daughter by his first wife.
Yes.
He's being confirmed this Sunday. And I said, oh, that's nice. He said, I told her I'd come up to see her confirmed and take the first communion with her. And maybe take her out for a drink afterwards. I thought that doesn't seem to mix in my mind. So I'm going for a drink, go to a pub because she's had a confirmation. But there you are. And he said, so can I beg your spare bed for the night? I said, oh yes, love, if you're sober. If you're drunk, you can sleep in your car, move along. And I thought, we sleep in Debbie. Yeah. But obviously it's Debbie who said, oh, you must go, you must go, Lisa Marie. She must have pushed him into it. And then he said, I've told Mum and Dad the best, they want to go as well, because they're over the grandchild. I've told Mum and Dad to meet me at your place, if that's all right. What can you say when he's already told Mum and Dad?
Well, you should have said that'd be all right, Richard, but I won't be there.
Well, I had to say, I'm sorry, Richard. And he said, you're very welcome to come to the service and see Lisa Marie confirmed. But I thought, they've got 30 youngsters and some adults, of course, being confirmed in one big go. Every one of them will have at least four people, parents or brothers and sisters, grandparents and things. It's going to be packed out. And I said, I'm sorry, Richard, but that's the one Sunday in the year where we have Sunday lunch at midday, not in the evening. Because Dinda and I go to the carol service at Wellington College. And I said, we have to leave by about 6:15 to make sure we're getting in. And he said, oh, well, that's all right. He said, Mum and Dad will eat midday anyway, so they'll only want biscuits and cakes and maybe a bit of bread and butter. What can you do?
I don't know. I mean, I know what I'd do, because I'm terrible. I would make sure I went out at 3:00 in the afternoon.
He's such a good son-in-law.
Yes.
He really is. I mean, he'll help Keith with anything, especially when they lived here. He'll help Keith with anything, and he's very, very good to Debs. He gets in after a day's work. He does the shopping on the way. He does the housework. Looks after the cats, which he doesn't particularly like. See to the cats with the trays. And cooks her meals because she can't really, she hasn't got the strength or the her stomach is not strong enough to. I read somewhere a long while back something about cats litter trays and pregnant women. There was some sort of warning and I can't remember the details.
I've just seen something about that recently. I think what I read recently was you don't need to worry about cats litter trays.
I read it as a warning.
Yes,
they've changed their minds again.
Well, somebody always different has
they've got to frighten you all the time with something about health, haven't they?
Well, it's a cat's litter tray is a little bit of a health hazard
to anybody.
So. I mean, when we looked after those cats, I made sure that if they did use it, it was all covered up or stuck in the plastic bag and got rid of immediately.
Perhaps as long as you use the disinfected litter, whatever it is, mostly
if you're pregnant, you shouldn't actually be the person that kills
them. I think there was something like that.
A pair of gloves on or something.
Yeah, and just make sure you wash your hands well afterwards.
I do this to use this situation.
Yes, I don't understand it. I had cats when I was small, cats and dogs. Being in the country, they were always around, but the cats asked to go out just the same as the dogs did.
Okay.
They didn't have any litter trays. They didn't mess in the place. Even when we inherited that old tomcat in Sussex, he stayed with us and he looked a poor, mangy old thing. When we left, he was as plump, as sleek as could be. He was 14 years old. But he didn't have a litter tray. He usually used to make his bed out in one of the stables in the straw. Never occurred to me to give a cat a litter tray. If the cat had kittens, which... One of the cats my mother had, Dilich, she had kittens. She looked after them herself, she cleaned them. I think my mother changed the lining in the box where the kittens were.
Yes, well, you do.
In the kitchen.
And litter trays now are big business.
Everybody has them. Can you imagine teaching the dog to do his business indoors?
Indoors, yeah.
Sure.
I don't think
Yeah, the mothers clean up the babies and then teach them how to go outside and dig their hole. Same as a bitch will with her puppies.
I think I would imagine a cat would be felt too. It's a different way it breaks over those situations. Obviously, not getting quite the right results that it would give if it was staying at us. So.
No, I remember Anne, when Anne was next door, because she had these three pussies which she adored, but big one, Nova, yes, Nova, the big black one. She was big, and the little tray wasn't really big enough, so Anne used to put two side by side. And of course,
yeah.
If ever they were late or away for a weekend, I used to go over and see to the cats feed them, and they were sweet. The tabby. Quattro. Must be in the fourth one because I remember saying once what happened to Tertius. Quattro used to come to the porch and ow at me. It's my dinner time. Come on. She used to get me out at 6. Not time yet.
Yes.
She used to come to the porch and tell me it was. They used to know when Anne wasn't coming home. How did they do it? Mum wasn't coming, so they should have got to fetch me to see her. But the two litter trays in the middle of that beautifully refurbished kitchen with every mod con. The whole of the floor was taken up with sheets of newspaper and two big litter trays and a sack full of litter, which she left. No job I didn't relish, but thank God I'm not tickled stomach. I could do it. But three of them. Big adult cats. I think, well, they've got the cat flat there, in and out all day. Why on earth can't they use the garden? There's so many trees and woods and things.
Yes.
If one of them's a bit off colour or something, and hasn't been trained.
Is Debbie not coming on Sunday?
No, because I said to Richard, is Debbie not feeling well enough to come with you? He said, no, I took her for a little ride around the lanes this afternoon so she'd get a different perspective on things. He said, but after about an hour she began to feel queasy. Because the Devon lanes have all got those high hedges.
Yes, they have,
banks.
Haven't they? Yes. Oh dear,
it's
pity, isn't it? She's feeling so offish.
Come on, Rocky. Come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
You heard, didn't you? You heard that. You didn't hear as much as your mother did. But they do, they do send the things. We get private car delivery things sometimes.
I thought we sent Jonas' car. There's Jonas' car down there.
Yeah, that's right. We
it's
get private
car. It's
almost
the same colour when you first
yes.
You haven't got a
get
faster stride.
No, I haven't. I go slower, I do.
Don't you take her little woman?
Yes, we've had people in private cars. What the hell is that? And they've been delivering things.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's everybody's got a try.
Well, it's safer way, I suppose, than the post, which gets
furlonged
so often.
Yes, because our parcel force people are still inclined to leave something on the front doorstep and go.
Oh, yeah.
Which can always have in your own. Well, while we're sitting here, I'll get you to sign this.
Yes.
Then you can float in on Paddy's behalf.
You don't want the book yet. Oh, I got a tuna sandwich for lunch.
Oh, lovely.
I thought, that's not fat.
Yes, I'm not supposed to be eating very much at the moment.
Wholemeal bread and tuna. But I have got a little dessert.
I know. Goody. Thank you for the whip.
For the whip?
The whip.
Oh, the book.
Thank you,
dear. It was very good, wasn't it?
Yes, she was a poor little soul all the way through, wasn't she? She didn't sort of tell you much about her good times at the end.
No.
There's a Christmas card, Alice, if you don't mind.
Thank you, my
third
one.
It on to you.
Okay, I got my first one in the middle of November.
Yes, we've got one.
Oh, I suppose Mary's not there.
He said, don't put a date on it because
you're in
the statement
bed,
of the
witness, not a relative. Oh, or you well, I said you might put housewife or you might put market researcher down. He said, whatever you like. So that's that one. You would be so kind.
Oh, that's it.
You
can take the kitchen
knife
and I can put it on the kitchen table and put my glasses on.
No,
I'll
get my pen.
You don't use the same pen, do you?
No, no, he doesn't. I don't think he used that pen.
I've got a toy here.
No, he said. He said it doesn't say sign. It just says witness. So whether you just write the name. You know me well enough to know that I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah,
yes. But that is his signature. Oh, that's no trouble, she said. We do it all the time. Being alert, I suppose you've done it for long wills and things for people.
Yeah. I'm stuck on that town. I've done it all but for that rotten town.
It's not a town. At least I don't think it's a town.
Oh, you haven't done it either.
I have done it.
I've been trying to think
I've done it and I've sent it off.
town is, well, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, because I've looked
up. Because it's Fisheye. And the town, it's EYE is the town.
Yes.
And fish is whatever whatever they say. Catch, is it? I can't remember the clue.
I looked up lens in all
what
my
what type of lens
books.
Is a fisheye lens? That's the only one I know. I mean,
if I'd found
fisheye,
I'd have said yes. Yeah. I only knew lenses as zoom lens or
a concave lens
or a convex
lens. That's
right. Lens.
Last week there was a word and it wasn't in my dictionary and I never got round to looking at anything else or trying to find it. Aquilon or something like that was the wind.
I think that's why I couldn't finish mine.
Mm. I couldn't find it in my dictionary, so I didn't send it off last week.
I didn't either. I've gone up to Q.
Oh,
I'm gonna write Quillen in there.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I assume that's what it is, Iris, and I looked up in the atlas and there is a town called
Oh,
E-Y-E.
I know there's
a
town of I.
Oh, do you? Where is that? Is it in the Midlands somewhere?
Hereford, the Hertfordshire somewhere? That you don't hear of anymore.
No, I didn't know. I thought, well, if there's a town called Eye, there is a lens called a fisheye lens, because I remember Bob took some photographs with one.
I did it so quickly that all the rest, I thought for the Times crossword, I'm whipping through this like
mad. Yes, but there's always one.
Then I was stuck. Yeah. And last week it was something down here that I was...
Stuck in the top.
Have you finished yours now?
Yeah, I sent it off.
I'll
think to myself, I've finished that, might as well send it off.
Well, you never know, you might have done that nice pen.
No.
I only want to win it for Diane.
No, I don't think I would win it for Bob, but I don't doubt very much whether he would look after it.
John?
Oh.
Bob.
Oh, we're getting John for lunch on Sunday, which is on Christmas Day.
Gosh. That's something, isn't
it? Well, it is something, because he doesn't like Christmas without children, obviously. You know, the mother of the little children that he went with last year died during the year, so they've gone to live with his sister.
Oh.
And she was a West Indian of some sort, and he was very clever. And the two lovely little children have gone somewhere else to live with their aunt. So he's got no children at the moment.
He's funny, isn't he? He shows no interest in settling down or having a family of his own.
He can't find anybody either. He doesn't meet the sort of people, the sort of girl that he wants to marry.
No, but that's Dindy. No. She doesn't meet another chap. No. The fellow who is her favourite at work, she said he's a lovely fellow. He solves everybody's problems. Anybody who's got a problem with work or at home or anything, always asks to see Phil. He's gay.
Is he? What's his other name? The reason I'm asking you is because the lady next door asked me if I were taking a parcel one evening because she had to go out and somebody was bringing round a parcel for her. Well, when it came, it was a box and it was a Panasonic camcorder.
Yeah.
And the young chap that brought it round was very nice. And we were talking and she said he worked at Panasonic.
Yeah.
And I said, do you mean in Bracknell? And she said, yes. And I said, oh, I know somebody who works at Panasonic in Bracknell. And she sort of said, oh, they probably know each other. And she told me his name.
It's ever such a big place. It's huge.
I know, because we drive past it. But, I mean, it was sort of quite a coincidence.
Yes.
And
strange,
she did tell me his name, and of course I've forgotten it. But I thought she said Phil.
He's a very nice man.
He was a lovely chap, this one that brought him out. He was quite young.
I said to Dinda, well, there's no reason why you shouldn't go out for a drink with him or for a disco or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, perhaps his boyfriend wouldn't like it. Oh, Skip Brown. See, that's what you usually get in these things.
Right.
So you send them back if they're not
if
suitable.
If you don't want them, it's easy.
Shelf dividers. That's
oh,
what's
you've
in the
got
box.
Some shelf dividers.
Yes, to keep kids' socks out of Dinda's knickers. So I used to have a piece of cardboard up there.
Mm.
I thought the shelf dividers sounded like a good idea.
Oh.
It wasn't bad either, because they're only $4.99.
Mm.
One set. I think there's four in the set.
Is that TV Times?
Curiosity shop. They're looking like mad. It's in big letters at the top. I'll have to keep that.
Yeah.
But that isn't expensive. It's
no.
Some a pack of gift wrap, Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might as well get that. But this year, I said, for heaven's sake, girls, we're not only trying to cut down on the expense of Christmas, because obviously Diane and Vaughan just starting up on their own, finding it a bit tough going. And Debbie and Richard with the prospect of another family on the way. I said, can we, every year we say we'll cut down, and every year it seems to get out of hand.
Yes.
And I said, the other thing to cut down on, I know it looks beautiful around the tree to have all these fantastic wrapping papers with bows and ribbons and little twists of coloured ribbon.
Yes,
and then
yes, it does, but they are expensive.
Oh, but it's goes straight into a black bin.
Yes, that's right.
To be burned, or I don't mind so much if it's recycled. I said, why don't we all agree to use recycled paper this year?
Yeah.
At least we're saving some of the trees then.
That's right. Yeah. I bought my Christmas paper at Smith's in January last year. It was all not priced.
Oh, what a good
idea.
I bought
two rolls of it.
Well, I've got a load of them. I've got a load. Still upstairs from last year. I was buying too much.
Well, it always, I mean, it's the sort of thing you can keep, isn't it?
Well, usually I don't buy enough, so then I go out and buy another package of it, and that is too much.
And I've got to go out and buy birthday paper now.
But Debbie, so have I.
Yes,
what did I get Debbie for her birthday?
You didn't give it to Richard, can't you?
Can we have a Christmas wish? What did I get? I've done it. I've ordered it through Katie. Bunch of spring flowers.
Oh,
I know she loves flowers, and it'll give her some enjoyment too. Not very big, are they?
What's that? Your job dividers.
Shelf dividers. You slide that on the bottom of the shelf.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
It could do with being that long for my own cupboard.
Maybe it's
four of them. And the towels don't get mixed up very much. You keep bath towels on the right and small towels on the left.
Well, it's handy, isn't it, to have
But this, because Linda's underwear is so flimsy, and bras and pants and ankle socks and all sorts, and nylons, and they always get mixed up. But I can actually use three on the bottom shelf, because I have a minute space on the left-hand side just for airing off my bras and pants. I usually tuck them behind the pipe so they don't get mixed up with Linda. But Keith, he rummages through his socks, and I find his socks all mixed up with Linda's underwear.
Is that for the airing cupboard? Mm. Well, if it's slatted, you can put one behind the other, can't you?
Well, of course I could.
Slap them in. Oh,
except
that
we've got fishnet nylon stuff over the bottom, because otherwise things kept falling
through.
Yeah, I used to have tea towels laid across the bottom. Keith didn't like that one.
No.
Finished putting a new tank in. So he left it all open, and I kept finding rolled up socks, and of course bins, flimsy little bits of underwear in the bottom of the airing cupboard where the tank is. I had to pick them up and give them a shake and put them back again. Oh, that's useful.
Mm.
I bet particularly strong.
Once they're in position, once you've managed to get them where you want them, there, yes. I think that's a good idea.
Well, £4 or whatever.
Yeah.
How much for them? The gift, I don't know what the gift would be like. It might be nasty. Cheap and nasty. It's not nice fat rolls like I usually get. See, they've had to make do with this, haven't they? That's one of the places we had on the postage.
Yeah. Well, they're not the only people that send the thingy.
It's a good selling ploy on their part to say post and packaging stuff.
That's right, yeah.
But they still leave you room to put it on the bottom of your thing, and I just scrub that through and put voucher
underneath. Yeah, so I don't believe it.
Mind you, I think if you sent it without any post and packaging charges, I'm pretty sure that they would... They would send you the goods, because they wouldn't want to lose a good customer.
Well, that's a
I mean, I've been a customer of theirs for 15 years or so, must have been.
Yes, I mean, I have for a long time.
I've got a card holder as well. I can never find that card holder
nice.
And I want it.
I bought a brown one to stick on the wall.
Yes, this is
garish,
on the wall.
But
it's rather pretty, look. Yes. Snowmen all doing things.
Mm.
Oh. It's a bit vulgar. Oh, it's quite sweet.
Mm. Go around, find a bit of water, put it in.
We do around the water in the season. Mm. It's a place of flavour. Mm. Oh, it's quite nice.
Well, they are a bit of a nuisance card, aren't they? When
you
talk about
the
dust.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the dog jumps and wags his tail, and then all the Christmas cards go flying. Mm. I did take a picture of all my birthday cards.
Yes, I saw them. I saw them all.
And Debbie's flowers.
Mm.
I don't think much of the packaging paper.
Oh, was that very expensive?
No. Mm. I really got it for the card holder.
Oh, was it the two things together?
I don't think it's $2.99.
Oh,
Christmas
I
gift
really
wrap.
Can't grumble about that.
£3 for, well, it's the card holder I wanted, which would have cost me, what, £1.50
yeah.
in a shop anyway.
Mm.
So they've cost, it's quite a lot there, but it isn't the sort of paper we normally use. You see, we normally use that shiny stuff.
Yeah,
but
then
you
put some pretty ribbon on it and some bows
yeah,
on it. Honestly, Iris, you might start a new trend.
So it does hurt me to see how much the girls have spent on Christmas wrapping
yes.
paper.
Mm.
And it's all scrumpled up, shoved into an
yes.
empty box or an empty bag.
And we all go around pinching little bows and
oh, yes,
and
to
keep
them for birthday presents.
You
yes.
glue them back on
yes.
again.
Oh, I can't bear to throw those pretty
no.
bows away when
no.
they're not
lovely
used.
Lovely colours, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm. Mm. I'll do that. No, and if nobody's looking, I'll keep the odd bit of big paper because you can always do with the odd bit of
I
colour
do.
Paper during the year.
I
yeah.
do.
Those on birthday.
Usually got a box of them. There's labels as well. Oh, it's
no.
not bad.
No.
It's not bad. It has got a shiny finish.
Oh, it has. Oh, it's nice.
Because
yes.
if you get it too cheap,
yes.
you're packing a book, the corners all come
that's
through.
Right. Yes.
Oh, that's
no.
not bad at all.
Yeah,
skipping
okay.
ropes. Snails. Oh, that's pretty.
Mm, that's lovely. Are they fish?
I think they're pheasants.
Oh.
Tail feathers.
No,
pheasant.
Peacocks. Oh, yes, I like that. That's pretty. That,
oh,
that,
nephew lumps.
That reminds me
of hippopotamuses.
Uh-huh.
Hippopotamus.
Just
and our paintbrushes.
Just like next year, you might have a grandchild to wrap up something for. You
yes.
keep the paper.
Yes.
You'd have the paper all ready with epaulettes on and things like that.
And what a tamsin. I haven't heard anything of Tamsin for ages.
No, she's in front of the... You talk to Mary at your house, Tamsin, and Mary just doesn't know, she says.
She doesn't even hear from her?
She does, but she doesn't know how... How can I put it? From what I can make out, she doesn't know how long, much longer... Tamsin is going to stick at Reading, or she's going to do her usual and stick at something for two months and then finish.
Reading.
She got herself, I told you, she got herself a place in Reading College to do an English A-level. Tamsin did. Oh, I must have told you.
Reading, you say, I think of Reading Berkshire.
Yes, that's right, Reading Berkshire.
No, you didn't tell me.
Didn't I?
No.
Oh, well, she did.
No, that would have stuck in my mind.
Yeah.
She moved down to Reading?
She got herself a job in Reading College. She got somebody to take her
job.
Down there. A job, not a job, a place just to get an English A-level. And Mary said it's a thing with her. She wants to get this English A-level because her father has one and she feels that if she could get an English A-level, it would impress him. You see, because she spends her life trying to impress her father who has never really taken much notice of her, which I think is a lot of her problems.
Yeah.
And she started off quite well there. She was a little bit lonely and missed her leaves and everything, but she gave the appearance of sticking it out until I spoke to Mary last time and she said, oh, I don't know. She said, I don't know where she is, whether she's in Reading or back in Leeds.
She must have got a grant for that.
She's there on the Social Security, which means she can only do part-time education because if you're on the Social Security, you have to have yourself available to do a job.
Yes.
So that
which is reasonable, isn't it?
Yes. So that you can only do education part-time.
Mm.
So Mary said she came back up to Leeds a little while ago. She said she didn't get the sympathy from me she was expecting. Because Mary's like, Paddy, she wants her to do something.
Mm.
And even an English A level's not much good to her. If she
Well, she could do what Dinda did. I mean, Dinda went to evening school for her computer A level while she was working in the day.
Well, this is it.
And she paid for it herself.
Earn her living at, because all Tamsin can do at the moment is work in a shop or a restaurant or something like that, and she doesn't get paid as much as she would get on the social security, so it's not worth it.
Isn't it terrible?
It is, Iris, it's awful. And because Paddy won't have anything to do with her, well, she's not showing a sense of responsibility and doing what she said she's going to do.
Wouldn't she have done better to take on 6 months course in secretarial skills?
Well, Mary said if I thought for a minute she would stick at it, I would pay for it myself.
Yes.
But she won't. Yes. I don't want to work in a boring office syndrome at the moment, which we try to say. I said to Mary, it's not, you don't have to work, it's an in to what
exactly.
You want to do. You
it
you
opens
get
the
into
door.
The boring office and look
it
at Mary.
It opens the door.
Yes.
That's why both my younger girls, I mean, Diane did it at college anyway because she wanted to be a secretary, she always wanted to do that. But with the other two, although they were more interested in computers and things like that, when they left college I gave them a crash course in typing, not in shorthand because they don't need shorthand nowadays, although I find it useful.
Well, yes, but I mean, now they do audio typing and computing,
right.
Don't they? Yes, goes on straight into the computer.
That's
or
right,
the
they
word
use.
Word processor or whatever.
Yes, word processor. But I assisted, I said, it'll open doors for you, because jobs were so hard to get them. I said, it will open doors for you if you can type.
Gets you an in.
It helps.
Yeah.
And it did, it helped them both.
Yes. Well,
but
this is what.
Won't your keyboard.
To her at the moment,
keyboard something.
Mm.
You've got a keyboard skill. They know that they can teach
that's
you then
right.
Word processors and simple
because computers. They were talking on tomorrow's Word about a new computer. You don't have to key in. You write.
Yes. Or you talk to it.
Yeah.
I think I saw one that you talked to.
Anyway, it doesn't alter the fact that if she wants to do something.
She's a silly girl.
Oh, she is. She's really
she must
silly.
Be what? Knocking 18 now?
Well, she's up to 19.
90.
Well, she is. She's
last I heard of her, she was living with her for a while. She was cohabiting.
Oh, that's right. Well, she wasn't. She was, according to her, she was allowed to use his flat. And she wasn't. She wasn't doing anything like that. I mean, with Mary said every time she tells so many lies, you just don't know what to believe and what not to believe. It is, because she could. I said to Mary, it could have been so nice, you and her, little firm together,
yeah.
Working
yeah.
For the good of the two of you, and there all that Mary got from her was arsenic and grumbles and moans.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't get away quickly. You know.
Mm-hmm. They don't know, could be so happy together.
Yeah, that's right, yes. Yeah,
two bedroom cottage somewhere.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I mean, a lot of people don't particularly glorify in the jobs they do. I mean, Dorinda, she said, you know, it's awful being the one who's getting all the grouses all day long, trying to explain to customers what's happened and be polite to them and help them with their problems and sympathise with them if something hasn't worked right and get it attended to, etc. She'd much rather be outdoors, doing being a ranger or looking after animals or something.
Oh.
But she said, you know, it's a secure job, and these days I think, well, I'm lucky to have a job.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
To run my own car. And, and they don't, they make a point there of saying we do not make people redundant. Touch wood. I don't know how long it'll last.
Mm. Yeah, well, somehow or other people seem to be buying these things, these camcorders.
Dinda comes home and she's absolutely, they say there's a recession on. So many people.
Mm.
All day long I'm getting phone calls or letters.
Mm.
People know, oh, you know, I've just bought a camcorder or a camera or a video camera.
They do say that's one
microwave.
Place where people don't seem to have cut down.
No. Microwave, new vacuum cleaner, whatever. I mean, all the things they make. Music centres.
Mm.
And that is a luxury, really.
I
mean,
suppose people are buying those sort of things instead of going on holiday.
No, it's one of the last things I would think of getting is a new music centre. A vacuum cleaner, yes.
Mm.
Having been through the stage of using a t- packed out vacuum cleaner that didn't do its job, and how different it is now. I've got one that works.
Well, I remember when Mary and Jonathan got married, they got nothing except a hi-fi. Expensive.
Except it was the only thing they had. They got nothing except
he
insisted on
his
hi-fi
and his music. I think he got a guitar as well. That was all they had.
I didn't get a vacuum cleaner for several years
after. We got our washing machine. Do you remember it? We used to have to bolt it to the floor.
Yes.
We weren't allowed to have that. I wasn't until you could pay for it outright.
Yes.
Or we even go on and
never fridge.
Had. No,
not until after we moved to Maidenhead.
Not until you could pay for it in those days. You didn't
Remember my washing machine where I used to turn the handle on the top and heat it up with gas? And if I'd got something big and heavy, you used to say to me, bring it down and put it in my big machine.
Oh, that was a good old washing machine.
I used to bring down quilts or blankets to you. My machine wasn't big enough, and in any case, I couldn't possibly lift them once they were full of water.
I mean, nowadays the machines don't take what that authentic stuff. Mind you, it's because it was bolted to the floor. I think it could take a lot more weight than they can now. Because nowadays they just smooth.
Don't they have concrete blocks in them nowadays? I think they do. They have concrete to keep them steady.
I know if I've got a towel in mine or a big thing, and it all happens to be on one side of the drum, and it starts to spin.
Yeah.
The whole thing goes woof, and it all seems to move to one side, because it's standing in an area that isn't flat against two sides.
It stays where it is. It vibrates sometimes if I've got something heavy.
Sure, sometimes it gives an almighty thump. And our appendix used to do that, flats the life out of me.
Yes. But I often look back and think, well, it was the girls who insisted that. This time Mum had a proper automatic washing machine, and I mean, I've only had it 4 years, but I used to like my tiny towel.
You did, didn't you? Mm-hmm.
It's such a waste, that washing machine. I think maybe I've done a few shirts, maybe I've done a bit of hand washing. And all that water, whereas in the twin tub, I'd have done the lightweights, heated the water up, done shirts and things like that. Got rid of those, put in maybe towels. And then I could reheat the water if it wasn't very soiled. And I could do either all the dog stuff or my dusters. And then after that, you've got all the water left, and it cleaned the sink. As the pump pumped it out, you could go quickly with a brush around the sink, and the suds cleaned all the sink for you. Or you could fill your mop pail.
Or even water the garden.
Oh, yes, I used to save it for the garden too. Oh, yes, I often fill pails in the summer, put on the garden. Or if it's too soapy or something, you can chuck it on the patio to cool the place down. No, I mean, you put one thing in and that's it, and all the water's wasted. You can't reuse it for anything.
No.
I suppose I could if I could pull the machine out and where the pipe goes over into the waste. I mean, people are doing that in the Isle of Wight, aren't they, where they've got meters. They've unhooked their washing machine outlet and they put it into an old bath or anything.
Yes.
An old tank,
water,
so they can save the water and use it for other things.
The washing machine we bought, was supposed to only put in as much water as it needs. Now you tell whether it does or not.
Diane's does, Debbie's does, but I've got a cheapie from Comet.
Well,
once he said yes, girls, I will get your mother a proper washing machine. I agree, she shouldn't be lifting heavy towels and bath towels and things when they're full of water. But it was the cheapest he could. Nothing's too good for the aeroplane.
No, that's true.
That's on the ground now, to look at it's 100 hour or it's annual, whatever it's down for. That'd be more expensive.
Incidentally, half changing the subject, I asked Paddy about Jimmy Roberts, his wife, and he said, I don't know. He said, the next time I see him,
say, how's Jinx?
Jinx. Yes, we did get they are in our book as Jimmy and Jinx. And we had a card last year, so I assumed she was around last Christmas. I said, you
haven't seen her
for
ages.
Maybe she's got a job.
Abu Dhabi was the place I was trying to think of. And you would have got some funny name. That's where he used to go out and he was having a derby. Now who would he have been working for then? I thought he was working for the man who went broke, is that right? The first one to start up independently, and then Branson did the same.
Oh, later.
Later. Who used to do? Have a derby was his other,
yeah,
and London Airport were his two.
They used to go.
Paddy has never had anybody aboard BSC 111 with a video camera, has he? Asking if they could film.
He has. What do you want?
Well, for Keith, I saw it advertised. It was a slip came in pilot or aeroplane or something. Videos.
Mm.
It cost me £30.
Wow.
It's a 2-hour video. It's on the board of BAC 111. It takes you through Gatwick takeoff, landing at Liverpool and somewhere else, and Dublin.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Mm. All the takeoffs and landings, all the checks up in the office.
Oh, really?
And I thought, Keith's going to love this.
Oh,
because he's actually done it with Paddy, and I thought, I wonder if somebody asked, you know, Paddy.
No,
if Paddy was actually flying the aeroplane that did it, because he's landing on takeoffs. I mean, you know, they're so impeccable,
well,
and he's training.
Well, I mean, he knows the one of them inside out.
Well, exactly, because he trains other pilots on them, so.
No, he,
thought they might have asked for a training.
When you say a video, that they sent a video over from this Australian thing with this chap on that's just killed himself and the other two, and one of them had a camera, and he went aboard a test flight they did, and he took photos all around the place, and of the Paddy was trying to fix something that went wrong, the air conditioning, something had gone wrong, and Paddy kept, every 5 minutes, Paddy turning knobs up here trying to fix this thing that had gone wrong, or whatever it was, and you saw the clocks and the radar.
Maybe they would have taken it from that sort of a video.
I shouldn't think so, but I mean, I should think they've done it on purpose. They've actually and done it as an item, but I don't know. All the 111s are knocking around or ending up in Nigeria. There's not every time somebody sells a 111, there's three airlines in Nigeria all buying them up. Two chiefs.
The backward countries have got more aeroplanes than we have.
Well, one chap bought seven. Seven 111s came over from America.
Those
two that Paddy bought back from Australia apparently going out to Nigeria.
Well, the one that the Queen used, I think they'd love that.
That's going out as well. In fact, he went over to Dublin and did a little bit of training Nigerian pilots on the 111. They're all out there. There won't be any left anywhere else.
I couldn't believe it, Paddy, I mean.
Pun intended.
Can't believe it.
No.
And it seems so big and impregnable.
Well, I think that they say that bomb started. But then was Braniff. That was a big airline. That one. Big orange. I know it's really a big airline.
I don't know. I just thought more and more people were flying rather than. Less. Perhaps the businessmen aren't taking so many trips. Nipping over to see old so-and-so in New Jersey or Milwaukee or something there. You know, sending a letter instead.
A lot of the Americans didn't after that for a long time.
I can't think why, and I can't think why they should think they mustn't go on Pan Am because Pan Am were a target.
No,
any American airline, any British airline. Target for me. But what's her end?
Do you leave your ionizer on at day and night, or do you switch it off at night and put it on?
He's fixed it there, so I leave it there.
You leave it and it works.
Yeah, and he pulled his Concorde off the top the other day and said, Look at the dirt on me. It's because it's sitting on the eyelid. It's your smoking.
Of course it is.
I said, look, Joan has her ionizer beside her bed in her bedroom. She doesn't smoke. Paddy doesn't smoke in the bedroom. We might have a quiet pipe downstairs.
He doesn't smoke at all, but the house gets smoke.
Yeah, I said, and Joan will tell you. Not only does her ionizer, but the table that it sits on and the wall
and
around
the wall behind it, yes.
Absolutely filthy.
Filthy.
Oh, it can't be like this. I said, it isn't brown there, it's grey.
No,
it's just dirt from the dog running and vacuum cleaner.
That's what it does, isn't it?
That's what it's for,
dirt.
Yes.
Yeah. If it wasn't dirty, then it wouldn't be working very well. So what I do is I turn one off at night downstairs and I put my one on in the bedroom.
Yes.
I've got one in the bedroom. And in the morning, I turn the one off in the bedroom and try and remember to turn the one off. Turn the one on downstairs.
No,
it's very difficult.
Right.
Very difficult at my age to remember all these little bits and pieces.
No one said he wanted it there. It's fair enough.
Well, it's a good place for it. I've had to put mine on the mantelpiece. I don't know whether they'd like to sit on top of the television set.
I think they mind.
Yeah.
Television attracts dust anyway, doesn't
it? Yes. I must read it and see whether. They don't like it sitting on top of another electrical thing.
Of course, there's a hard way for you. That's another thing you see, he says to me. Why have you got two different lots of soap in your bath? Why have you got different soap sitting in a soap kitchen? I said, forget your soap in the bath, use a cleansing bath. Oh, what's that stuff doing from a back cleansing bath with the almonds in it? Oh, it always seems that we can't have one of anything, we've got two. And I nearly said to him, look down the end of the study and see how many copies of we not only have one music deck down here,
yeah.
We've got
another one upstairs
which is never used.
Yeah.
I think it's been used twice. And we've had it, over a year. I think it's been used twice. Huh? Sometimes you will use, obviously the other television up there is really for the computer.
Yes.